be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Ray from Anderson says, he may not be a college quarterback, Walt, but he did stay at a Holiday Inn Express once. Exactly right. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Joe says he should have transferred to a triple option team. Well, where? Army? I mean, there really aren't any of them anymore. You know, he'd have to sign up for a tour. Waterloo Josh. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well, Walt. I hope y'all are too.
All right. Appreciate you getting in.
I had a couple questions. One being the New England Patriots.
Yep.
I've seen them dismantle the Chargers, and I know the Chargers are a different beast than the Chiefs, but they also had the Chiefs numbers. I don't know, maybe by 1 point, but that running game just really took everybody by surprise, and can the Chiefs hold that running game? I mean, would that play Tom Brady's play action? His experience. I mean, I see him going to another Super Bowl, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so do I. I think the running game didn't take us by surprise. We've been saying that. In fact, that's why I picked them to win and cover that game. I thought they would run the ball on San Diego, but I think that's why they have the chance to be so tough right now. They're healthy for the first time all year, and that they really have that run game going. And, you know, Gronkowski serves as an additional tackle, as an inline blocker, and you put Devlin in the game, and they're one of the few teams in the NFL that's doing a lot with a fullback. So, don't get it twisted. The Patriots can spread you out and beat you that way through the air, but they can also play power football with you in large part because of Gronkowski as a blocker and because of Devlin as a blocker. And that offensive line is actually playing pretty well in that regard also. So, there's that. Now, you know, one thing to consider is you go into a place like Kansas City or New Orleans for these visitors, you're going to have to go on a lot of silent counts. Your offensive line does not get off the ball as quickly at the snap. It's an advantage for the defensive line. So, the Patriots will face that challenge, and as will the Rams. But I think it's interesting that the two teams who I think run it better right now are the Patriots and the Rams. And that's why I think both teams have a chance to go in to these difficult home venues and win.
And I think Sonny Michel may have been still in the draft if he can keep it up, you know. But also, I know they're not using Tuck a lot in the passing game, but that's kind of like their secret weapon, you know, that they have in their back pocket. You still got to cover the guy with one or two players. You got to put your best player on him. And I think that is holding a lot of truth to why the Patriots have been able to do what they're doing. Just because of the Gronk essence, you know, he's there and he could explode at any time. And I'll take that off the air for you, Walt.
Appreciate it. Well, you know, look, he's looked old and tired all year and just has looked slow and plodding. And I think that the rigors of a whole season is something that he just can't hold up through anymore. But he's had some time to get well, and I think he looks a little more sprite and he's healthy. So, you know, it's another – and here's the thing. Eric Berry didn't play last week for the Chiefs. I've not seen anything this week on what his status is. If they don't have Eric Berry, then Gronkowski becomes a bigger issue for them. Now, the Chiefs are a man coverage team, and San Diego is a zone team, and Brady was able to exploit the zone team. I think that the Chiefs will prove a more difficult matchup from a passing game standpoint. You know, it's interesting, Ramon. I heard Brett Favre talking the other day, and Favre was talking about how, you know, the cold, when he was 22, it didn't bother him at all. When he was, you know, 40, it bothered him a lot.
Right.
But I also think that Brett Favre was in a different place physically than Brady is. And I think the Patriots are just the more mature team, the team that's better apt or more likely to be able to handle everything that comes with being in the cold weather, which includes keeping yourself warm, which includes knowing how to treat your body. You know, I think the Pats, again, these are both cold weather teams. So there shouldn't be an enormous advantage here to be gained one way or another. But I like the Patriots' balance right now. Just as I like the Rams' balance, and I think it makes those two teams that much tougher to deal with. And as I said, you know, last week I loved all those home teams. This week I like the two road teams. I think the road teams are perfectly designed to go into these buildings and win. And I get what a difficult venue the Saints and Kansas City Arrowhead is. I mean, those people are going to be insane. I mean, the environment in those two places is going to be unbelievable. I mean, how long has Kansas City been waiting for this? You know, it's been a long, long time. So, you know, the environment is going to be extremely difficult. It's going to be difficult to hear yourself think, you know, getting off the ball and silent counts and that's going to be a big issue. All these things are real. Kansas City has edge rushers. They can put pressure on the quarterback. These things are real as well. But, you know, Ramona, Bill Belichick was asked about his most recent visit to Arrowhead.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what Belichick said?
What did he say? We're focused on this week's game.
No. In other words, last time they went there and lost, Belichick was asked about that. He said, yeah, I don't think that game has anything to do with this game. And you know what I love most about those Belichick comments? They're always preceded by, yeah. It's like it's his way of saying, hey, big dummy. Yeah, in Belichick talk is, hey, big dummy.
You think so, huh?
That's exactly what it means. When Belichick says yeah, here it is. Yeah is your salutation, all right? Yeah means dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah means hey dummy. Let me explain things to you. Yeah, I don't think that game has anything to do with this game. I love Belichick. Snapbook and Joe, we still have to get to all these ACC football schedules, which we're going to get to, and so much more. Snapbook. Oh, Snapbook.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's happening, buddy?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Good.
You know, you touched on how balanced the Patriots offense is. I was more impressed by the looks that we were giving on defense against the Chargers.
I don't know about more impressed. I mean, the Patriots had 350 yards at the half, so it'd be hard to be more impressed with anything.
Well, I mean, we kind of expect, you know, that for Patriots fans, we kind of expect that the playoffs for, you know, Tom Brady to be Brady and Julian Edelman to be Edelman. I guess, you know, the running game was, you know, a touch of a surprise, but, I mean, Sony Michel's a quality back.
Sure.
I was more impressed by the looks that we were given on defense. I mean, I can't remember the last time that we ran a cover zero look.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You had San Diego's receivers, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, are not sprinters. And so, you know, you think that you can stay with those guys. You think that you can match up pretty well with them. You had some decent matchups. You have arguably the best corner in football, Gilmore, to match up with Allen. And you have J.C. Jackson, who's a talented young guy, to match up with Mike Williams. So you feel pretty confident about those matchups. So the first thing is that gives you the luxury to mess around with some other things. Then you know Phillip Rivers is a statue. You know he's not going to evade pressure, get outside the pocket, and hit you with something over the top at that point. So you flooded the line of scrimmage. You tried to confuse Phillip Rivers. You frequently had a million guys at the line of scrimmage, and then oftentimes you would bail out of that. But your goal against San Diego was take away the run. Let those two cornerbacks go against those receivers. It's not like Gates is going to beat anybody anymore. Anyone who believed that Hunter Henry stuff was going to be back next week is naive as the knuckleheads who think Hurts is a Heisman candidate. And so you knew exactly what San Diego was, and all you wanted to do is put them in second and third and long, and that's all you did. Phillip Rivers, the average first down game for the San Diego Chargers in that game was 1.2 yards, at least for most of the game. I don't know what it wound up as. So Phillip Rivers was in second and nine constantly, and Phillip Rivers can't be in second and nine and win.
No, you're all over it. Well, one thing, and I'll take it off the air. Is it too early to start talking about the Masters and odds and, you know, your favorite?
Is it too what? You know, you're talking about Tiger Woods?
No. I know your answer on that.
Yeah, I mean, he lost to Phil Mickelson, for crying out loud.
I know, right? You know, head to head.
Right.
So, I mean, I just wonder what your three favorites for the Masters, and you know, you're looking for a good tournament this time.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that for one second as yet, Snaphook, to be honest. So I don't yet have three favorites. I need to think about that. Why? Do you have three favorites already?
Absolutely not. I'm just excited to get to go again.
So, you're getting to go. Yeah. You know what? Let me think about it, and I'll give you an answer next week.
All right. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Snaphook. Yeah. Honestly, I've been so immersed in all things related to football and basketball that, you know, I'm not at a Masters mindset as yet. I guess I need to get to that point. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
I was going to ask you as far as recruiting a little bit with Oklahoma and their defense. I think they changed their defensive coordinator just recently. And I know they brought in the linebacker coach from Missouri, which I think is pretty good. But how long do you take to really change the defense? I think they ranked 105th. I know it's a different style of game in the Big 12.
Right.
I get it. But when you're ranked 105th and we've seen 3 years back-to-back, it just seems like you're wasting all this offensive talent.
Yeah, well,
how many years do you think?
Right, well, two things.
Turn that around?
Right, two things I looked at in their recruiting class. I looked at the fact they went heavy edge rush and they went DB, and I think that's where they need to be. I mean, I think those are the areas that in that league you need to impact. You have to have a couple guys on your edges who can get after the passer without committing extra bodies. You don't have the luxury of committing extra bodies when you're playing these up-tempo spread teams. So, you know, you've got to be able, for the most part, to be able to affect the quarterback by rushing four. So Oklahoma needs to improve in that area, and it looks like they're trying to do that in this last recruiting class. And the other part is just their DB play from top to bottom. It's inadequate. Their cornerbacks don't find the football. They're not big enough. They're not physical enough, and they need more of them. You know, you can't play in today's football without a ton of cornerbacks. Somebody asked me yesterday, and I apologize. Yesterday, the day before, actually, you just reminded me of it now with this question. But somebody asked me, based on the way the game is played, is it becoming more and more imperative to recruit DBs, perhaps above all other positions? And the answer to that is yes. That was a great point. So whoever wrote me that, I apologize. I meant to get to that. I forgot about it, but write me back and take credit for that, and I'll address that further. But, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we certainly found that out because our secondary was basically started walk-ons right. for the back end of the last year. And then if you look at Kentucky's turnaround as far as their defense, obviously, you know, Allen helps tremendously, yep. but they got these big physical corners. But last thing is this, Walt, I got the Patriots by 2 touchdowns. I think people are getting a little bit overhyped. You know, Arrowhead's fine, but you're talking about the greatest quarterback of all time, and it's going to be 15 degrees. How big of a home field advantage is that really going to be? Appreciate
it. It's a good point. You know, you wonder if the temperature is zero, I think they'll be jacked up, boozed up, whatever. But you do wonder how a temperature of zero might impact the loudness mood of a crowd. I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I've been in games, at games all over. I've been in real cold weather games as a fan, but I don't know if I've ever been in a zero game. I'm not sure. Ramona, DWNC writes, Walt, how do you know all these different things about every single team? Do you ever sleep? It's amazing. No, I actually give up sleep, DW, but thank you. I appreciate the kind words. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, you want to get in, 654-7627.
Did you know you can spray Lionex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lionex it.
Call us today at Lionex of Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I mean, what better way to fortify our masculinity than some classic male bonding?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, where to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in 654-7627. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group before we get going. Bill, I'm coming to you. Kiwi Financial Group, Greg Wales is just incredible. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box advising firm, allowing them to select the exact appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer you investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions, life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Do you realize there are like 400 different choices available for you if you are coming to that time? If you're a married couple, do you have any idea how you're going to navigate those waters? You can't if you're a layman. Trust me, you need expert guidance. You've done the right thing all your life. Don't blow it now. That's Kiwi Financial Group. That's Greg Wales. Retirement and income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call us today, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043 for Kiwi Financial. Let me get to Bill. Bill, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you today?
Good, Bill. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, listen, I listen every day, but I call rarely, but two things. First, you got a new follower, and he lives in Colorado. The day after New Year's, I was taking the family back to the airport in Atlanta, so we were listening to the show. Says, he's really likes it. I said, we're going to lose the signal. He says, no, we're not, so he gets you on the phone. And we listen all the way in.
How about
now
that?
Now he calls me every couple of days, says, hey, did you hear Walt? He was on a roll today.
Out in Colorado. Who is he? What's his name?
What? He's my son, Brad Bauer.
Well, let's say hello to Brad. Brad, I appreciate you listening.
If he's listening now, that's a gas. But more importantly, you're talking about getting geeked up for the cold. So for about 25 years, I sold beer and pretzels in what was Rich Stadium, which is now whatever by name,
wow,
for the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
Before I moved down here. And I was just telling Quark and Kelly, because they were getting on the cold. Nobody plays better, or as Van Miller would say, nobody circles the wagons like the Bills. But when it's cold, they get geeked up. Daryl Talley and the boys, and you go back in the day, short sleeve shirts, you know, steam coming out of the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot remember them losing in that kind of weather.
Well, you know, it's
the day it, they,
It's a mental thing, Bill, because and it can provide you an enormous inherent advantage. Remember, you know, in the history of the game, when the Minnesota Vikings used to play outdoors in the weather, you know, their historically great coach Bud Grant used to wear a T-shirt. You know, it'd be 0 degrees, and he would just wear a T-shirt because, you know, even his own players couldn't figure that out. But, you know, it was basically to, you know, perpetuate the notion that you were tougher than the other guys.
Well, I can tell you, the day they played the Jets in one of the last season games in January, we used to arrive at the stadium at 11 o'clock and start pouring beer. It was so cold, -3 without the wind, we had to keep the beer in the freezer, or the cooler, as you'd call it, where the kegs were, or it was freezing. And that's where we went to get warm.
Wow.
That's cold.
Yeah, no, it was. So are you, just out of curiosity, are you still a Bills fan?
Actually, I was never a Bills fan.
Really?
I've been a Redskins fan, but there's always that. And of course, when they played the Bills in the Super Bowl, I had the party at my house, and obviously I reveled into quite a bit. But we did it as if we ran a booth from the high school sports boosters. I was the football and baseball coach, and we ran one for over about 23 years. I might have exaggerated because it was all all charity.
So you weren't like climbing up and down the stairs selling, peddling hot dogs or anything?
No, I wasn't a hawk of cold beer here. Okay. No, we worked in that's from my days in the city in New York. Right. No, we worked in a booth, and all the booths were run by organizations. Okay. And we got X amount of money on the dollar for everything we sell. Fortunately, we were in the end zone where the crazies are, and we averaged 20 to 25 kegs every game. and it didn't matter how cold it was because the beer just flowed.
Those were the days in Buffalo, those glory days. I got another text from a guy who says, I can vouch for that. I was also at that game, 11 years old, and remember people's beers, drinks freezing over as they open them, nostrils frozen, etc.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I was selling pretzels. I sold 500 pretzels before midway through the second quarter because people were buying them to keep their hands warm. And you used to have to spray water on the pretzels and then throw the salt on them before you put them in the heater. Well, the water froze before it hit the pretzels, so I sold them without salt. Nothing stuck. Crazy story. Anyway,
you're a brave man,
ready,
Bill.
Believe me.
Yeah, you. No, I think I could
be stupid, but you know.
Well, I think they will be. I think they look. This is part of NFL football lore. These kind of historically cold weather games. This is part of the history. I mean, the Ice Bowl game. This is part of what makes the NFL great. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, and the biggest reason I'm looking forward to it is because I don't have to be in the cold. I'm going to be watching it from 68 degrees.
Well, when I shared some of this with Kelly yesterday, after I hung up, she said, I have no idea why anybody in their right mind would ever live there. It was that simple. Anyway, have a good day. We'll talk to you.
What's the answer to that, Bill?
Dress warm.
Okay. All right, Bill. Thank you. No, I wanted the answer to Kelly's question. Kelly wondering, speculating, you know, why would anybody in their right mind live there? I'm not sure. But I do know this. Those are great fans. And I think they're about to be rewarded because as we move past the Brady Belichick era, I think the next dominant team out of that division is going to be the Buffalo Bills. I think the Bills are headed back up. I think Josh Allen is going to be the key to their rebirth, much like Jim Kelly was before. And I think that Buffalo is on the way back. I think you can see it. I mean, their defense is already good. They just need to get Allen some help. He has basically one receiver who was an afterthought in Robert Foster, and they got to find him receiving help. They got to fix that offensive line. These will be the things they try and do in the draft with the picks that they have left. But I think that's the next elite team out of that division. So we'll see. Nashville guy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. I just had a quick comment on the Chiefs versus Patriots. And maybe I'm thinking with my,
with my head or my heart instead of my head. But I really hope the Chiefs maybe can pull it off. I know that they're defensively, I think I read that they're giving up 26 points, but only 17 points at home. But they haven't. Tom Brady's a whole different animal, and I think they maybe had Kareem Hunt last time, and now they don't. Sammy Watkins will play a huge role, but just wanted to get in with my prediction. I'm back home now. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Chiefs 27-24. Maybe a dumb pick, but I've been to Arrowhead. It was in.
Wait a minute. Now you're a Chargers fan, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm.
But so now you're rooting for the Chiefs? You going that SEC thing on me?
I guess. Well, if that's what you want to call it, I guess. But I am a Chargers guy. I've got some connections to San Diego, but I'm more anti-Patriots than anything. I'm tired of it, but I sure as heck respect Brady and Belichick. They're great. I'm not gonna sit here and do like some and badmouth them, but I have been to Arrowhead. It was the day after Christmas in 2010. They played the Titans, I believe it was, and they won 34-10. It was when I was in the Army. So I know that stadium could make a difference and the cold weather can make a difference, but you know, I just don't know. I'm hoping the Chiefs can maybe pull it off by three, but I doubt it. But love the show.
Thanks,
glad to
National
be back
Gun.
Home.
Same. Glad, and, thrilled to have you back.
Man, right on.
Thank you, National Gun. Look, I think we have the two games, I think. Well, I mean, aside from the fact a million people hate the Patriots, they want them to lose every game. But other than that, I think we have the two games everyone would have wanted. We have rematches of two games that were really good. We have the four best offensive teams in football. We have it all. I mean, the stage is set for an incredible NFL weekend. Maybe one of the best we've ever seen. And I personally think we're headed for two very tight games. I mean, I would be surprised if any of these teams gets blown out, in part because I just think they're all that good. I mean, I think these are four really good football teams in terms of a salary cap era, and I would be surprised if any of them get blown out. Texas is a Sooner fan. What do I need to be concerned about with Jalen Hurts incoming? Well, I mean, I don't think you need to be concerned about anything. I mean, I think he helps your situation because you don't have a quarterback room. I mean, you desperately need bodies. And so at the very least, he's an experienced guy. He's a physically mature guy. He has character. I mean, what you have to be concerned about is he can't throw. I mean, and that's what people are ignoring in all these. I mean, first of all, Jalen Hurts' running style is that of a fullback. He is not like a quick-footed guy, like a Mayfield, and then, you know, 100 times more like a Kyler Murray. His running style is that of a fullback. But he simply can't throw a football. I mean, he's terribly inaccurate. I don't think he's a fit, but I do think that he'll look better in that offense. So there's that. But I don't think he'll win the job. I mean, I think, it hurts Rattler that he's not going to be in early, and it hurts OU in that regard. OU had to do something. The Austin Kendall part of it, again, the strangest part of the whole deal, because to me, Kendall had a real chance to win this job. I mean, a real legitimate chance to win this job. He's a guy who's been the system. He has more talent than Jalen Hurts does. I'm even seeing this on the Oklahoma sites, Ramona. They're all just out of their mind, geeked up that they're making the same comparison, Jalen Hurts to Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Just the total lack of comprehension is scary. I mean, the parroting of ideas and the total lack of talent analysis and comprehension as to what you've seen is just frightening. But, you know, they don't get that. I mean, all you need to do is go look at Jalen Hurts perform in any of the big games against teams that had likability. Go look at him against Clemson. Go look at him against Georgia. You want to find out what he is? That's what he is. Go look at him against Georgia as a starter in that national championship game. I'm not talking about in relief against this Georgia defense. which was exposed even by Texas. Let me tell you about Harry's. Listen, Harry's should tie into your New Year's resolution because Harry's can save you up to $100 a year if you're a regular shaver. Take better care of yourself. Harry's products have won all sorts of awards, including a 2018 Esquire Grooming Award. They'll keep you looking and feeling great. That's Harry's. What I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides right across the contours of my face. You never cut, never burn. You don't get any of that stuff. Harry's wants you to start off the new year right. Listen to this, Ramon. Explain to me why, if you've never tried Harry's, you would not do this. New customers are going to get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. So you're going to get it to your home for $3. You just use Walt, capital letters, at Harry's.com. You know, look, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for junk, for, you know, razors that played music or had vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. These are all things that these companies, these major companies, use to boost the price. And not only do they not help the shave, they actually make it worse because they screw with the ergonomics of the shave, with the balance of the razor. They knew there was a better way. They bought the German factory that made the finest steel and ground it into the finest blades. The rest is history. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers can get $5 off a trial set with Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. By the way, Ramona, Seminole Ted just wrote, I shave my head every other day with Harry's. Fact. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions who made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Quick break. We'll be back.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jeweler is going to give away nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out. Spend St. Patrick's Day with us. March 16th at Shaver's Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Now that the niceties are out of the way.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5. Now, here's an interesting text. This is from Texter 905, who's a Sooner fan. He agrees with what I'm saying. But he also sent me this, and he said that, that while I agree with you 100% about Hurts, I'm a Sooners fan, and I'm telling you, the guy for the Sooners will be Tanner Mordecai. He showed he has more arm talent than Kendall. Okay, see, now that might be the missing link in this. All right. I appreciate that. It's a really good text. I appreciate that because I'm going to go watch his film tonight because I honestly, I just don't remember seeing him. And so I'm going to go watch his film tonight and I'll report back on that. But see, that makes sense. See, I'm trying to figure out how all these pieces play, how they play out. The Kendall thing, that may be the answer. All right, maybe that's the answer. Maybe Kendall knows he's not just potentially behind Spencer Rattler, that he was also behind Tanner Mordecai. So I'm going to go check his film tonight. But that makes sense. That's the first thing I've seen on it that makes sense. Ramona, don't let me forget that. I want to check out that film. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Robert in here first. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing great. Man, I tell you, I love listening to guys like Bill calling to your show, telling the old stories of, you know, being in the stadiums.
That's great.
Sub-freezing temperatures. I mean, that's great. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I despise indoor football. I just absolutely hate domed stadiums. Football was meant to be played outdoors, no matter what the conditions.
See, I think so, too.
Unless it's thundering and lightning. I mean,
look, when the Minnesota Vikings decided to play inside, they took away their home field advantage. You know, their home field advantage was tied to the weather.
Absolutely, and you got teams like Atlanta playing in a dome. That's just stupid. That's terrible. And I live in Georgia. I would not go to a game in the Georgia Dome if you paid me to go. I would rather watch it on TV. And I don't even like watching games in domes on TV. So I just, I can't stand indoor football. But the reason I called, I had a comment and a question. I kind of caught part of what you were talking about yesterday about the quarterbacks and being ready to play once they get in the NFL. I couldn't agree more. If you're going to draft a quarterback in the first round, and you're talking about grooming them, setting them for a couple of years, yeah. You don't know what you're doing.
No, these people who talk about that stuff, they're living in an archaic age. It was that way at one point, but it's not that way anymore. The NFL has adopted more and more collegiate principles, and in every year you hear the same thing. Look, if these guys have ability, you're a bad team for a reason. You know, you drafted these guys to give your franchise hope. Put them out on the field. Give your franchise hope. I mean, you know, here's the thing. If Baker Mayfield had never been put on the field this year, as was Hugh Jackson's plan, his plan was never to play Baker Mayfield. If that plan had been executed, would the Cleveland Browns have hope right now? Or did the hope that the Cleveland Browns have now come directly from the fact that they got rid of Jackson, abandoned that plan, and put Baker Mayfield out on the football field?
Absolutely. Absolutely right. These kids are being identified in middle school now to play quarterback. They are being groomed, and the high school game has changed such with all of the off-season training, the 7-on-7s, that by the time they get to college, they're like college quarterbacks were, you know, 15 years ago after they played 4 years.
Right.
And they come into college ready to play. They come out of college, if they're in a good program that, you know, emphasizes a good offensive scheme, they come out of college ready to go in the NFL. And if you're going to draft a quarterback in the top 10, but you're looking at somebody you think you need to groom, you're screwing up. I mean, it's just not that way nowadays. You need to be drafting somebody who's going to come in and grind and live in the training room and in the film room and be ready to go day one.
Right. Again, all five guys, we heard that. We heard that all five guys were drafted in round one in the NFL draft. We heard that they needed time to be groomed, that they shouldn't play right away, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, all five of them wound up starting. So wake up. That's not the way it is anymore. These guys have to play. You know, you look at a team like Cleveland, who spent months vetting Baker Mayfield. They vetted all these quarterbacks. They eventually determined that Baker Mayfield was their guy. They spent a ton of time and money thoroughly vetting him in every way and then drafted him. Then the other schmuck they bring in, was a last second thought, Tyrod Taylor. We have to have somebody who's experienced. So you bring him in and you start him over Mayfield and that's your plan. Well, why did you spend all that time vetting Baker Mayfield? You know, it's absolute silliness. I mean, if you can't see that Baker Mayfield is better than Tyrod Taylor, then you don't belong running any NFL franchise. If you think a guy like Peterman is better than Josh Allen, you don't belong running any NFL franchise. It's the same in every one of those situations. Those teams were all bad teams for a reason, and they all desperately needed the hope that a young quarterback gives you, and that hope doesn't happen if he's sitting over on the bench next to you.
Well, and I've told you this before, hopefully one day the NFL is going to get smart and they're going to quit rehashing all of these people that have been around the league going from team to team to team for 20 and 30 years, and they're going to start, you know, looking at the young, bright people and bringing them in.
Yep.
And those are the ones that are going to make the difference. Quick question about the draft. And I'll take this off the air, your response off the air. I understand Pearl, Wilkins, Lawrence, uber talented. What am I missing with Austin Bryant? I love that guy. I think if I was an NFL GM and I needed help on defense, I'd be looking at Austin Bryant in the first round. What am I missing there? He looks like somebody who belongs on a Pittsburgh Steelers defense back in the 80s. He's a mountain of a man. I mean, I don't know what I'm missing. Why is he not projected any higher? And I'll take your comments off the air.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Well, first of all, I think people are going to find out that Austin Bryant is a little more athletic than they believe now. And if that's right, he'll go higher than people expect him to. I'm not sure you're missing anything. I think he's the guy who gets the least attention You know, I think there was a thought early on that Austin Bryant might have been nothing more than a guy who could set a hard edge, but that's not the case. Bryant has demonstrated his scheme versatility, and he's been a guy that Brent Venables has utilized in a lot of different ways. And I think he's going to prove to be a little more athletic when testing begins than people understand. So there's that. A couple things, Ramona, before I get to it. Ramona, Josh writes, what happened to this? Where'd it go? Here it is. Okay, for whatever reason. Here it is. Josh wrote me, Ramona, and I answered him. He says, holy smokes, Walt, I can't believe you actually respond to text during your break, too. You're the best in the business for many reasons. Well, thank you, Josh. I do. I mean, I'm trying to do the best I can to respond to everybody. So there's that. Let's get to Ray in Alabama. Ray, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, this is my first time call. I actually found y'all station on the internet after the national championship game and just wanted to call in as a Alabama fan and congratulate the Clemson Tiger Nation.
That's very nice of you, right?
Well, you tell you what, I hadn't seen a beat like that in a long time. 55 years old, been an Alabama fan all my life, and just a great game by Clemson. But, you know, the interesting thing about it, the game a couple of years ago, it probably hurt worse, but not as bad as this one. And it could be a lot of things. Could be the Alabama-Clemson connection.
Right.
But I think it's more so of Dabo. Being an Alabama fan, watching Dabo play, watching him walk on, the way he worked so hard to become an Alabama football player, and just the kind of person he is, it made it a lot. It didn't make it hurt as bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good point. And obviously there are these ties and yeah, I think I do understand that. Let me ask you a question, Ray. Are you at all concerned?
Yes, sir.
Are you at all concerned about sort of the constant turnover of coaches at Alabama as giving you a disadvantage, for example, against Clemson?
I believe it is, but I also believe that lies on Coach Saban. Now,
right.
I know, you know, his personality, and there's a saying down here, we know he's a you-know-what, but he's our you-know-what. but you know, that's what the University of Alabama football program has to have. I'm telling you, it'll revert back to the Mike Duke.
Oh yeah.
Days.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Medlin.
Oh yeah. You had all the Mikes, Mike DuBose, Mike Shula, you know, you had them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
Mike Francione.
it really does. And, but it's thorn, you know, after this time, it's kind of, It obvious is something that needs to be addressed. I don't know if he's just that hard to work for, or it can't be a money problem, because obviously Alabama can pay any coach any amount of money than anybody else.
I think it's that he's hard to work for, right? You know, you had the Gattis guy who left there now after a year, and he's going to Michigan, and he, on the podcast the other day in Michigan, said that when he went in to tell Saban he was leaving, that Saban chewed his A out for 20 minutes. And so,
wow.
I think that's, you know, and people have heard the stories of what happened with Lane Kiffin, how Saban, the players at Bama even talked about this, how he used to sort of embarrass and posterize Lane Kiffin in front of the team. And you know, for all of his greatness, I just don't think that's a way you deal with people. I mean, I don't know why you would want to diminish one of your own coaches in the eyes of your players. And I just wonder he's starting to, what is he, 68? I'm wondering if all this stuff is starting to get to the tipping point.
Well, it could be. Who knows? But I'll say this. There's no doubt the thing that Nick Saban has done in Alabama is unbelievable. This run, well, it'll never be done in my lifetime. There's no doubt about that. But Nick Saban isn't bigger than the University of Alabama. And when Nick Saban decides to do whatever he wants to do, to go back to Lake Lanier, live forever, coach someplace else, Alabama will move on. We may not be in the playoffs in the championship game every year.
last question, Ray. I got to go. So give me a quick answer.
Sure.
Do people there today still talk or believe in the possibility that when Saban goes, Dabo Swinney could be your next coach?
Some unrealistic, which we have our share of, fans do believe so just because it's Alabama.
Right.
But I don't really know why it would be an advantage for Dabo to do that. Yeah. Look what he's built at Clemson.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Clemson and Alabama's two totally different programs, two totally different towns. I don't know. I've never been to Clemson. I'm saying it's probably got a better quality of life.
Yep. That's a good job, Ray. I have to run. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
But nice speaking with you.
Right, thank you. Take care.
Let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. Look, I'm sure you've noticed how cold it's been out. You know, our weather here is always crazy. You know, it goes from hot to cold. This is expansion, contraction. I don't know what that means to your plumbing system. Here's the thing. I don't need to know. I host a sports talk show. That's what I know. But the good news is I know where to send you. I know to send you to my friends at Roto-Rooter because they know. If it has to do with plumbing, they know it all. And your concerns are their concerns. And you can call them 24/7, 365. They're always going to be there to answer you. Oh, by the way, not a machine, not a voicemail. No. A live human. You have a problem on any day of the year, you know, midnight, you call them. A live human being is going to answer your phone, which you're already going to take comfort in, and they're going to direct help on the way to you quickly. So when your problem becomes their problem and they are there to respond to you every minute of the day, 365 days a year, that's Roto-Rooter. They're also the septic system experts. They do they clean the lines as well. So I'm trying to say in English, they clean the lines as well. That's Roto-Rooter. 288-7686, 288-7686. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and Owego Troubles down the drain. I'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Now that the cold weather is here, Kraft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Kraft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
I'm Stephen Crane, owner of the Beef Jerky Outlet, with my wife Dana. We are proud Clemson alumni, years 2005 and 2007. We stand proud with hundreds of thousands of Tigers worldwide congratulating our team.